The Gemara in tomorrow's daf records an incredible statement. The name of the great sage Rav. Rav says, "Bnei Yehuda shekpidu al shonam." The Jews of Yehuda, which means the Jews who lived in the tribal area of Yehuda, the center of the country of Eretz Yisrael, who were careful with their words, niskaima torasam biyadam. Their Torah knowledge was established in their hands, which sounds like they retained their knowledge. The Jews of the Galil, Bnei Galil, the Jews of the Galilee, the upper, the north of Eretz Yisrael, Shaloik Pidu Alashon, who were not careful with their words, Lo Niskaima Torasam Biadam. Their Torah was not established in their hands. It sounds like they did not retain that which they learned. And the question is obvious. What does using nice words, what does speaking nicely have to do with retention of Torah knowledge? So Rashi says something amazing. What does it mean, shekpidu alashonah, that they were careful with their words? Rashi says, ledaber belashon sach. They spoke in a pleasant way, velo belashon meguna, and not in an abrasive, caustic, or deconstructive fashion. So the Jews of Yehuda, who spoke in a pleasant way, who were nice with their words, shekpidu alashonah, they were careful with the way they spoke, they retained their knowledge. Jews of the Galil, the Jews of the north, who apparently spoke in a more caustic or abrasive fashion, they did not retain their knowledge. And perhaps what the Gemara is teaching us is an incredible idea. In order for a person to retain their spirituality, they have to be a kli, they have to be a utensil. But in order for a utensil to be meaningful, in order for a utensil to be able to retain its contents, the utensil has to be whole. If there's a break, if there's a rupture, if there's a hole in the utensil, it might be very beautiful, but it's meaningless. You know, I remember, I'm sure they still have it, they used to have these coffee cups with like coils on the inside. So if you're a slow coffee drinker, you know, one of the pet peeves of being a slow coffee drinker is by the time you get to finishing your cup of coffee, it's already cold. So they used to have this type of cup with the coils inside, and mamish, you could drink your coffee the olam voyad, and it's still gonna be hot. So at least when they first came out, I remember this from a long time ago, they were relatively expensive. So you can imagine going into the store and seeing on the clearance rack one of these coffee cups, one of the coil coffee cups, and you're excited because finally it's in your price range. But of course, if it's on the clearance rack, then bepashtos, there's something up with it. So it just happens to be the coffee cup is perfect. It's the right color, it's the right size, it's the right shape. It even happens to have your initials on it for some strange reason. There's only one issue. It has mamish just like a tiny hole on the bottom. But other than that, it's mamish perfect. It'll keep your coffee to the exact temperature you want. It'll pretty much do everything but drink the coffee for you. It's a great deal. It's a metziah. But of course, no one in their right mind would buy that coffee cup, because a coffee cup with a little hole, even a small hole in the bottom, is worthless. Because if the kli, if the utensil is not capable, if the utensil is not whole, and therefore unable to retain the contents placed therein, then the utensil itself is meaningless and useless. And it's the same thing with us. We are each a kli. We are each a utensil. And what we try to do throughout our lives is fill this utensil with holiness. I fill it with prayer. I fill it with Torah. I fill it with chesed. And every single time I do something positive, something spiritually dynamic, I am filling my personalistic utensil with holiness. But in order to fill the utensil, and in order for the utensil to retain that which you are putting into it, the utensil has to be whole. How do you create a whole utensil? How do you create a complete personalistic utensil? Well, that's through your midos. That's through the character traits you have. That's through the kind of person you are. How do you behave? How do I talk? What kind of words do I use? When I get upset, what's my tone? When I get upset, when I'm unhappy with a situation or unhappy with an individual, how do I comport myself? How do I conduct myself? How do I express myself? So the Gemara tells us something amazing. The Jews of the Galil were careful with how they used their words. The Jews of Yehuda were careful how they used their words. And therefore, again, because of that, they created a proper and complete, a whole personalistic utensil. The kli was intact. And so whatever Torah they poured into that kli, they retained. But the Jews of the Galil, the Jews of the Galilee, the Jews of the North, unfortunately, did not exhibit the proper midos, did not talk in the right way, did not express themselves in the right way. And although they filled themselves with just as much Torah as their brethren in Yehuda, what went in just came out. they weren't able to retain because the utensil was broken, because the utensil had a hole, because the utensil was flawed, because it was incomplete because of a lack of midos, a lack of proper character traits. And what an incredible lesson for us, because here we are in the new year. And what are we trying to do, each of us in our own way? I want to build myself. That's what I'm trying to do. I want to create a better me. I want to create a stronger me. I want to create a kli. I want to create a utensil that is whole, that is complete, so that the spirituality that I put into me, the avoda I do, remains with me. Because doesn't it feel like sometimes we put in spiritual effort and kind of like it comes in, it goes out. It's there for a moment and then it's just fleeting. I want to retain the spiritual energy I'm able to amass. And how do you do that? By making yourself into a proper utensil. A utensil that is whole, a utensil that is complete, a utensil that has the power of retention. And how do you create a complete and whole utensil? Midos, midos, midos. It's all about how I act. It's all about how I talk. It's all about how I interact. Midos are not the be-all, end-all of life. A person can have wonderful midos. If they don't have Torah, there's something deficient in them also. That is true. But it is midos that forge the personalistic utensil. It is midos that ultimately make my kli complete. So that this way, whatever Torah, tefillah, chesed I pour into that utensil, it remains with me. This is the goal in life. Build a utensil that is capable of retaining. If we find the koach to exhibit proper midos, proper behaviors, proper speech and proper actions, proper behaviors, even in the most difficult and stressful situations, our utensils will remain complete and will be able to hold onto and retain all of the beautiful spirituality that we pour into them each and every day. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.